Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Happy Marriage and Relationship Show. I am your host, Shecky Bloom. That, of course, was Frank Sinatra singing Love and Marriage. And what a beautiful day it is here in New York. 75 degrees, the sun's out. I can't wait to get to the golf course. Okay. I want to tell you a little bit about myself, old Shecky here. Just so you know who you're dealing with. My parents were very, very famous people. My father invented the remote control. He'd hit me on the head and go channel 4. He'd hit my brother on the head and go channel 2. And my mother was a famous composer. You may not know her name, but certainly you know the theme song that she wrote, her best work, the theme to 60 Minutes. Okay, so I'm single again, yeah. Happy marriage show, I'm single again. After 25 years of marriage, it's very interesting out there. You know, first time I made love with a woman, she made noise. I asked her if she was okay. Okay. And I was just visiting a contemporary of mine whose father died. And he's asking me as I'm leaving at about 9:30 at night, what are you doing? Where are you going? How long will it take you to get home? I said, I'm not going home. So his 25-year-old daughter says to me, no, he says to me, are you making a booty call? And she says, can't be a booty call. It's not midnight yet. So I looked at her and I said, well, when you get to be my age, it's called an early bird special. Okay, everyone. It's me, Larry. And yes, this is the Divorce Hour. And I am your host. I need everyone's help today. We've spent March talking about alimony and maintenance, council fees, mortgages, death and taxes, and of course, bankruptcy. Pretty dreadful stuff. So, the calendar says it's April Fool's Day. And the spring weather is obviously taking the calendar to heart. Because of this, I thought it might be fun to lighten up the mood. You've just heard my best, mostly original material. If anyone out there knows which of the foregoing jokes was not written by me, and there is only one of them, I will send you a copy of Marina Lombardi's book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Just call in at 877-480-4120, and the first correct answer gets a copy. It's that simple. And just so you know, there is only one person in the world who truly knows the answer to that question. It is, of course, she who shall not be named. And while ordinarily I might exempt her, if she calls in and she knows the right answer, that'll mean she'll have listened to me once, she can get a copy of the book as well, as long as she gets the right answer. I asked for your help. Call in. 877-480-4120. Tell me a joke, an anecdote, a funny story about marriage, divorce, or even lawyers. And if you got one about divorce lawyers, even better. How much easier can I make this for you? Of course, this is the Divorce Hour, and if there are any serious questions out there, I will entertain them as well. Hopefully the discussion will not end with the listener saying, April Fool! But then again, maybe I'm just asking for it. Like the two individuals who called me before 8 a.m. today with a sob, each with a different sob story, and concluded their call with, April Fools! Okay, one of my listeners emailed in the following joke. Tell me if you like it. My wife has been talking for 3 weeks. I didn't want to interrupt her. That's a Henny Youngman. Okay. Why do, pick an ethnic group, why does that ethnic group, men, die first? Because they want to. Why are divorces so expensive? Because they're worth it. A woman wakes up middle of the night, and she sees that her husband's not in bed. So she puts on a robe and goes downstairs. Sitting at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee is her husband. He appears to be deep in thought, just staring at the wall. She saw him wipe a tear from his eye and took a sip of his coffee. What's the matter, dear? Why are you down here at this time of night? She asked. Do you remember 20 years ago when we were dating and you were only 16? He asked. Yes, I do, she replied. Do you remember when your father caught us in the back seat of my car making out? Yes, I remember. Do you remember when he shoved that shotgun in my face and said, either you marry my daughter or spend 20 years in jail? Yes, I do, she said. He wiped another tear from his cheek and said, you know, I would have gotten out today. Okay. Man, after being married for 30 years, takes a look at his wife and says, honey, do you realize that 30 years ago, I had a cheap apartment, a cheap car, slept on a pull-out bed, and watched a 13-inch black-and-white television? But I got to sleep every night with a hot 21-year-old blonde. Now we have a nice house, nice car, big bed, plasma screen TV, but I'm sleeping with a 51-year-old blonde. It seems to me that you are not holding up your side of the bargain. Now the wife, very reasonable woman, told him to go out and find a hot 21-year-old blonde. And she would make sure that once again, he would be living in a cheap apartment, driving a cheap car, sleeping on a sofa bed, and if he was lucky, he would have a small television to watch. Okay. Custody. A man and his young wife were in divorce court. But the custody of their children posed a problem. The mother gets up and says to the judge that since she brought the children into this world, she should retain custody. The man also wanted custody of his children, so the judge asked him for his justification. After a long silence, the man slowly rose from his chair and said, Your Honor, when I put a dollar in a vending machine and a Coke comes out, does the Coke belong to me or the machine? A recently divorced cowboy who was wearing new, ill-fitting boots that he'd bought on sale met an old friend at a singles party. While they were sitting down, sampling the potluck, the friend heard the story of the breakup and asked, Why did you divorce her? Mary was pretty and we all know she was a good cook and housekeeper. Did she step out on you? No, I can't give you a reason, he said, as he took off his boots and gave a sigh of relief. Maybe she was like these boots, fine-looking, loyal, and a good worker. But to look at them, you couldn't tell how much they hurt me. Everybody, give us a call, 877-480-4120. Tell me a story. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Shecky Bloom, here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
That, of course, is me in court saying to Your Honor, I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm really, really bad. Michael stole that from me. Okay, everybody, we're here. It is April Fool's Day. And I thought I would tell you a true story. You know, judges say and do the darndest things. I represented a urologist. Case comes on for trial. Judge, pack courtroom. Judge says to the lawyers, come up to the bench. Sidebar. Okay, we go up to the bench. I'm representing a urologist. Judge looks at me and says, I have to recuse myself. I can't sit on this case. How come, Your Honor? Looks at me and goes, your client did my vasectomy. Now, that was the second funniest thing a judge ever told me. The first funniest thing? There was a judge, can't tell you his name, but you can figure it out. He was the first African-American appellate judge in his state. And my boss at the time was friends with him from before he was a judge at all. So we're in the courthouse one day. He's in the appellate division for maybe a week. We run into the judge. Boss says, hey, Your Honor, how's the new job? Guy pulls us aside. And I swear to God, he said, they got me working like a schwarzer. Judges say the darndest things. Now, I have been asked by a number of my clients, particularly those who got divorced in Brooklyn, well, Judge Garson was my judge, the disgraced judge. Does that mean that I'm not divorced? No, it doesn't mean you're not divorced. But let me tell you my Judge Garson story. Never helped me, never hurt me. But he was really strange on one case. A lady comes to me, long time ago, Judge Garson hasn't been on the bench for a while. And she says to me, I don't want my husband seeing the kids. Why not? Well, she brought in a box of stuff. And she had literally 20, 30 photographs of her husband in modeling different types of women's underwear. And she pulled out some Shemale magazines and a dozen Shemale videos. And then, my God, she took out of a box something I had no idea what it was. And I can only describe it as the penis enlarger from the Austin Powers movies. So being the good lawyer that I am, I made copies of everything, put it in two-dimensional form, and attached it to my paper saying, this guy is leaving all this stuff out for anybody to find. His 10-year-old and 12-year-old sons don't need to see this and think this is normal. Please restrain him, get him out of the house, and restrain him from seeing these children. Well, the other lawyer basically said, I don't have a defense, you're right. It said it in chambers, of course. But then the judge looks at me and he says, how can you put this pornography in your papers? Pornography. Such word. I said, Your Honor, First of all, I know you've been around the block. You're not a brand new judge. I know you've seen things before. But even if you hadn't, I'm not going to commit malpractice to avoid offending some judge's sensibilities. These are factors involved, and why I did my little legal argument, was holier than thou, but that was a little odd. Okay. After a lengthy conference with an estranged husband, the lawyer looked at his client, the wife, Mrs. Jones. The judge. Nope, it was the lawyer. I'm sorry. I'm having a bad day today. Mrs. Jones, I've succeeded in making a settlement with your husband that is eminently fair to both of you. Fair to both, Mrs. Jones exploded. I could have done that myself. Why do you think I hired a lawyer? Once a divorce was final, a woman goes to the local Department of Motor Vehicles and asks to have her maiden name reinstated on her driver's license. Will there be any change of address? The clerk inquired. No. Oh, good, said the clerk, clearly delighted. You got the house. Judge just awarded a divorce to Beth, who had requested support payments. He told the now ex-husband, I have decided to give your wife $400 a month for support. Well, that's just fine, Judge, said the ex-husband. And once in a while, I'll try and chip in a few bucks myself. Man was driving home one evening and realized that it was his daughter's birthday and hadn't bought her a present. He drove to the mall and ran into the toy store and asked the store manager, how much is that new Barbie in the window? Manager said, which one? We have Barbie Goes to the Gym for $20. Barbie Goes to the Ball for $20. Barbie Goes Shopping for $20. Barbie Goes to the Beach for $20. Barbie Goes to the Nightclub for $20. And Divorced Barbie for $500. Why is the Divorced Barbie $500 when all the others are $20? Divorce Barbie comes with Ken's car, Ken's house, Ken's boat, Ken's dog, Ken's cat, and Ken's furniture. What should you do if you see your ex-husband rolling around in pain on the floor, on the ground? Shoot him again. You know it's a bad day when your blind date is your ex-wife. Why do divorced men get married again? Bad memory. If you saw your ex-wife and her lawyer drowning in a swimming pool, would you go to lunch or to the movies? Okay, everybody. We're going to go to break. Hopefully, we will have some callers on the other side of the break with some stories of their own. 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. Happy April Fool's Day. TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Give me a time.
Do you really want to hurt me? Boy George. Loretta Lynn, the famous singer, said, "I'm a big opponent of divorce. Why leave the nut you got for one you don't know? Every time I find Mr. Right, my husband scares him away." The inherent downside of a life pursuing women is the possibility of inadvertently catching one. The secret of a successful marriage is incompatibility. He has the income, you have the compatibility. When a husband's words are sharp, it may be from trying to get them in edgewise. My ex was a heart surgeon. She ripped my heart out. The difference, such a good one. I I swear that I don't normally tell these jokes, but this one you gotta love. The difference between a girlfriend and a wife is about 100 pounds. Marriage, 5 minutes to get in and a lifetime to get out of. An ex-spouse is like an inflamed appendix. She causes a lot of pain and suffering, but after she's removed, you find you didn't need her anyway. My husband and I divorced over religious differences. He thought he was God, and I didn't. Marriage is a three-ring circus. Engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering. My husband and I just split up. I finally faced the fact that we were incompatible. I'm a Leo, and he's a donkey's rear end. There are two times when a man doesn't understand a woman. Before and after marriage. Adam and Eve had the only perfect marriage. He didn't have to hear about all the men she could have married, and she didn't have to hear about the way his mother cooked. Okay, lady appears before a judge in a divorce case. How old are you, asks the judge. 35. Judge looks at her, graying hair, wrinkles on her cheeks, and says, may I please see your birth certificate? She hands him the birth certificate. Madam, according to this certificate, you are not 35, but 50. Your Honor, the lady replied. I'm not counting the last 15 years I spent with my husband. You call that a life? After 25 years of marriage, a husband said he wanted a divorce. His wife was stunned. But Sam, she pleaded. How could you divorce me after all we've been through together? Remember how after we just met, you caught malaria and nearly died, but I looked after you? Then when your family was wiped out in a hurricane, I was there for you. Then when you were falsely accused of armed robbery, I stood by you. When you lost $50,000 on the horses, I sympathized. When a fire destroyed your office, I comforted you. How could you leave me after all we've been through? Let's face it, Linda. You're just bad luck. A woman went to an attorney to ask about a divorce. What grounds do you have, ma'am? About 6 acres. No, I don't think you quite understand. Let me rephrase the question. Do you have a grudge? No, just a parking space. All right, I'll try again, says the lawyer. Does your husband beat you? No, I always get up at least an hour before he does. The attorney looked at the woman, realized he was fighting a losing battle, and said, madam, are you sure you want a divorce? I'm not the one who wants a divorce, she said. My husband does. He claims we don't communicate. Guy calls his lawyer to tell him he's filing for divorce. And the lawyer asks about grounds. Oh, I got grounds, all right, shouted the husband. Can you believe my wife told me I'm a lousy lover? That's why you're suing? The lawyer asked. Of course not. I'm suing because she knows the difference. Dan married a woman with an identical twin. Less than a year later, he was in court filing for a divorce. Judge looks and goes, tell the court why you want a divorce. Well, Your Honor, my wife is an identical twin. And every once in a while, my sister-in-law would come over for a visit. And because she and my wife looked exactly alike, every once in a while I'd end up making love to her by mistake. Judge says, surely there must be some difference between the two women. Dan responds, you better believe there's a difference, Your Honor. That's why I want the divorce. Woman applies for a job in Florida in a lemon grove. She was way too qualified for this job. And the foreman says, look, miss, do you have any actual experience in picking lemons? Well, as a matter of fact, yes. I've been divorced 3 times. A traveling salesman was testifying in his divorce against his wife. His attorney said, please describe the incident that first caused you to entertain suspicions regarding your wife's infidelity. Boy, that's a lawyerly question. In the lawyer's office, we usually say, when did you first think your wife was screwing around? But I guess this was court. The salesman answered, I'm on the road during the week, so naturally when I'm home on weekends, I'm particularly attentive to my wife. One Sunday morning, we were in the middle of a heavy session of lovemaking when the old lady in the apartment next door pounded on the wall and yelled, can't you at least stop all the racket on the weekend? A man died, and he's taken to his place of eternal torment by the devil. As he passed sulfurous pits and shrieking sinners, he saw a man he recognized as a lawyer snuggling up to the most beautiful woman he ever saw. That's unfair, said the man. I have to roast for all eternity, and that lawyer gets to spend it with a beautiful woman? Shut up, barked the devil, jabbing him with his pitchfork. Who are you to question that woman's punishment? A woman and her little girl were in the cemetery visiting the little girl's grandmother. On their way through the cemetery, back to the car, the little girl asked, Mommy, do they ever bury 2 people in the same grave? Of course not, my dear, said her mother. Why would you think that? Well, the tombstone back there said, here lies a lawyer and an honest man. Man sits down at a bar, looks into his shirt pocket, and ordered a double scotch. A few minutes later, the man peeked into his pocket and ordered another double. And he kept doing this, and then one time he looked in his pocket, and he told the bartender he'd had enough. Bartender looks at him and goes, I gotta ask you, what's all this stuff with the pocket? The man says, I have my lawyer's picture in there. When he starts to look honest, I've had enough. Again, I can go on for hours. The sicker, the better. But call me with your own. Here's one more to take us into break. If love is blind and marriage is an institution, then marriage is an institution for the blind. Call us, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Shecky Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I know, not exactly my music. Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Empire State of Mind. So, a dietitian was addressing a large audience. The material we put into our stomachs is enough to have killed most of us sitting here years ago, she says. Red meat is awful. Soft drinks erode your stomach lining. Chinese food is loaded with MSG. Vegetables can be disastrous to some, and none of us realize the long-term harm caused by the germs in our drinking water. But there is one thing that is the most dangerous of all, and we have all eaten or will eat it. Can anyone here tell me what that food is that causes the most grief and suffering for years after eating it? So this little doddering old man gets up, sitting in the front row, and he goes, wedding cake. A man tells his wife after 15 years that it feels like they've only been married for 5 minutes. Wife says, oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, 5 minutes underwater, he says. My wife told me I should be more affectionate, so I got two girlfriends. How do most men define marriage? A very expensive way to get your laundry done for free. A cop tries to pull over a guy for speeding, who tries to outrun him. Finally, the guy gives up and pulls over. Now the cop is really annoyed, walks up and yells at the guy, what's the big idea? The guy says, last week my wife ran off with a cop, and I was afraid you were trying to give her back. Cop let him go. Marriage requires commitment to an institution. Insanity. The happiest, oh, this is about me. The happiest time in a man's life is that period of time between his first and second marriages. The problem is he doesn't realize it until the second marriage. I will is the shortest sentence in the English language. I do is the longest. It's also the greatest lie. The secret to successful investing for retirement is to keep your first wife. A woman worries about the future until she gets a husband. A man never worries about the future until he gets a wife. A successful man is one who makes more money than his wife can spend. A successful woman is one who can find such a man. To be happy with a man, you must understand him and a lot and love him a little. To be happy with a woman, you must love her a lot and try not to understand her at all. Any married man should forget his mistakes. There's no use in two people remembering the same thing. A woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument. I married my wife for her looks, but not the ones she's been giving me lately. A 98-year-old man and a 95-year-old woman went to a lawyer to get a divorce. How long have you been married? The lawyer asks. 75 rough and rocky years. Then why did you wait so long to file for a divorce? We were waiting for the grandchildren to die. I bought my ex a gift for her birthday, but she didn't use it, so I'm going to get her another. What'd you get her? A cemetery plot. Make love, not war. Ah, hell, do both. Get married. I think men who have pierced an ear are better prepared for marriage. They've experienced pain and bought jewelry. Marriage is like a cold. You come down with one, you get better, and you hope you never get another one. Exes. Can't live with them. Can't leave the courthouse with them. Congratulations, my boy, said my uncle. I'm sure you'll look back and remember that today is the happiest day of your life. But I'm not getting married until tomorrow, the groom protested. I know, replied the uncle. That's what I mean. Today is the happiest day of your life. I didn't get married till I was 37. By then, I had done all the things I wanted to do, seen all the things I wanted to see, been to all the places I wanted to visit. But I didn't know what real happiness was until I got married. And then it was too late. What's the difference between Saddam Hussein and your ex? By comparison, Saddam's demands were very, very fair. Ever since we've gotten married, my wife has tried to change me. She got me to exercise daily, have a much better diet, stop drinking, stop smoking. She taught me how to dress well, enjoy the fine arts, gourmet cooking, classical music, how to invest in the stock market. Now I want a divorce because I'm so improved, she just isn't good enough for me. Marriage is the only war where you sleep with the enemy. The definition of alimony. The screwing you get for the screwing you got. Woman sits down next to an attractive man on the bus. She says, "You look just like my fourth husband." The man replies, "Your fourth husband? How many times have you been married?" "Three." Marriage changes passion. Suddenly you're in bed with a relative. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I drove my wife to the airport. My wife and I were happy for 20 years. Then we met. What did the codependent wife, I love this, say to her husband when she woke up in the morning? How am I going to feel today? One woman says to another, "Is it your wedding ring on the wrong finger?" The other woman replies, "Why, yes, it is. I married the wrong man." After a quarrel, a husband says to his wife, "You know, I was a fool when I married you." "Yes, dear, but I was in love and didn't notice." Man is incomplete until he is married. Then he is finished. Just think, if it weren't for marriage, men would go through life thinking they had no faults at all. Whenever I date a guy, no, I don't date a guy. But whenever I date a guy, I think, is this the man I want my children to spend their weekends with? The secret of a happy marriage remains a secret. For a while, we pondered whether to take a vacation or get a divorce. We decided that a trip to Bermuda is over in 2 weeks, but a divorce is something you will always have. My wife ran off with my best friend, and I really miss him. Statistics show that married men live longer than single men, but they are more willing to die. We're going to come back in a minute with our last segment. You can hear more corn from Shecky, or you can call with corn of your own. We have listeners in Brazil, in Oregon, in South Carolina, on Long Island. Call in. Tell me a joke. Tell me a story, Daddy. Tell me a story. Let me know. I still miss my ex-wife, but my aim is getting better. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Say it's better to have loved than lost. A penny saved, another penny tossed. They say that opposites attract. They say a lot of shit like that. Or was it such an inconvenience that my seeing was your flaw? I'm out in the world completely changed. I see it in a way I never looked at it before. No one's as beautiful, no one's as beautiful as when they're walking out, they're walking out your door.
Again, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour, and it's April Fool's Day. You just heard a song I'd never heard before. Mark Aaron James or Jones, I can't read my handwriting, No One's as Beautiful. Marriage is great, but I wouldn't recommend it to single people. Instead of getting married again, I'm going to find a woman I don't like and give her a house. Do you know how to cure a nymphomaniac? Marry her. Scientists have discovered a food to diminish a woman's sex drive by 99%. It's called wedding cake. Why do married men gain weight while single men don't? A single man goes to the refrigerator, sees nothing he wants, and goes to bed. A married man goes to bed, sees nothing he wants, and goes to the refrigerator. It is not true that married men live longer than single men. It only seems longer. Okay. Alimony. This is a Robin Williams one. Alimony is a Latin term for removing a man's wallet through his genitals. Marriage is grand, and divorce is about 10 grand. Marriage is a word. It is also a sentence. Winston Churchill said, "Sir, if you were my husband, I'd poison your drink." That was said by Lady Astor to Winston Churchill. "Madam, if you were my wife, I'd drink it." Okay, I think, therefore I'm single. Guys, I can do this all day. Fortunately, the hour is almost up. Please call in, break my monotony. You know, I dated somebody, and she says to me, "You know, for your 60th birthday, I'm going to rent a hall, and you can do stand-up." "What do you mean, my 60th birthday?" I said. She goes, you know, she looks at me, and I go, "I'm only 56. Maybe I was 55 then. She says, "Well, you're going to need some time to get some material." A woman was telling a friend, "It is I who made my husband a millionaire." "And what was he before you married him?" asked the friend. The woman replied, "A billionaire." Woman says to another, "Oops, missed it. Sorry." We are going to talk about marriage. Marriage is a great thing. Marriage is a wonderful thing. Marriage is the greatest institution in the world. April Fools. I've had fun today. I don't know if anybody else has had fun. I have listeners who've stayed on. I've had people come and go during the hour. Hello, Brazil. Hello, Oregon. Hello, South Carolina. I'm sorry you didn't call in. It would have been more fun with calls. Next time, we will do it again. We'll be the next time. And April Fool's Day falls on a show day. I am not a professional comedian, but then again, you all knew that. Next week, we are going back to regular touchy-feely issues that I, as a divorce litigant, want to know about. God willing, I will have a major announcement this week or next week. I leave you with the words of Groucho Marx. "I was married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury." This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. It has been my pleasure to put on my Shecky Bloom hat here at TalkingAlternative.com. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.
Lovers divided, get coincided. Something for everyone.
A comedy tonight.
Father and mother, get one another.
Something for everyone.
A tragedy tonight.
I get the twins, they get the best.
I get a family.
I get a rest.
We get a few girls.
I'll get some new girls.
I get the thing I want to be.
Free.
Free, 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 free. Nothing for kids.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.